Cause that's the bottom line.
But let's talk about how we're handicapping tonight's baseball games first. You can hear both these games here on ESPN Radio 92.5 at 1300. Game number one, you can hear it starting at 5:30. Dodgers and Phillies. Dodgers are slight little favorites here, around minus 132-ish. And the total here is 7.5. Boy, I like this total a lot more when it was 8. But in this one, I think we're going to have to take fading the public and the Phillies. Phillies lose game one of this series yesterday, on Saturday. But yeah, fading the public, we love doing that. When you take the team that is getting less than 50% of the money in the Major League playoffs, over the years you do very well for yourself, 50%. But that's a 10% return on investment, 358 up, 352 down. You're making money because you're taking underdogs. Phillies here about a plus 110. They're an underdog. Add to that, if the team is at home and they're getting less than 50%, skyrocket those numbers. Over the years, the money line hits 58% of the time, 148 up, 113 down, taking mostly dogs, and your return on investment is 12%, including 2-1 so far this year. Yeah, give me the Phillies tonight. Phillies over the Dodgers tonight to make it 1-1, and then we head back to L.A. for three more. If you're looking to play the total tonight, yeah, I'm taking the total under. Don't feel as good about this one as I do maybe the other one coming up a little later, but yeah, I'm going under the 7.5. This was 8 earlier, so was the other game was 8 earlier. That should tell you where the sharp money's coming in on the under in both these games. So yeah, make sure you take the under. That's how we're taking game number one in Major League Baseball tonight. Let's go to game number two. 9 o'clock start, Cubs and Brewers. Brewers dominate game one of this series. Imanaga going for the Cubs in this one. Brewers are favored. Minus 127. Consensus is about their play right now. This total was 8. As we said, it's come down to 7.5. Fade the public. Where's the public on here today? Really? They're not betting the Cubs? The public's on the Brewers? They are. I'm taking the Cubs in this one. Imanaga on the road in Milwaukee. I'll take it. Give me the Cubs. Less than 50% of the money line bets. I'm taking the Cubs on the road. About a plus 112, depending on where you shop. And the total here, like this total a lot more than I did the other one. 8. It was 8. Now down to 7.5. Another one where you look at, fading the public at these spots. When you see more than 65% of the money on the overs, it's a great time to take the unders. And I'm playing both unders tonight, and I'm fading the public in both games tonight. I'm taking the Phillies as a dog against the Dodgers and going under the 7.5 there, and the Cubs as a dog against the Brewers and going under the 7.5 there. If you take both sides in this one, only one of these dogs have to win, and you make a profit if you're betting the same amount on every game. That's a good way to look at it, and it's a good way to kind of manage your money because we don't always go undefeated. Sadly, we don't always go undefeated. So there you go. There's your Major League Baseball. You can hear both those games tonight here on ESPN Radio 92.5 and 1300. But there's also a football game tonight. The Jacksonville Jaguars are at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. Will Taylor Swift be at this game? We do not know if Taylor Swift will be at this game or not. Patrick Mahomes against the Jaguars over the years. 5-0 straight up, 4-1 against the spread. If you're looking at prop culture, what is the fan favorite for prop culture? Xavier Worthy, over 2.5 rushing yards. 98% of the money is on over. Apparently, everybody's convinced they're going to run that reverse to Xavier Worthy in this one tonight. He ran the ball twice for 38 yards in his first game back last week. So that's the most popular bet on one side by far tonight. Everybody's on Xavier Worthy to run that reverse for more than 2.5 rushing yards. But how are we playing this game tonight? Side, total, and prop, it's the Chiefs, 2-2. They took down the Ravens last week, but after what we saw yesterday, is that very impressive? I don't know. Jaguars are 3-1. They just beat the 49ers last week. They're good, right? Who's that loss to? The Bengals and Jake Browning. Kansas City opened a 3-point road favorite. Public, of course they're on the Chiefs. They're always on the Chiefs in a spot like this. But we've seen this line go up to 3.5. Steam move, Yes. More than 70% of the tickets and money are on the Chiefs. Jacksonville here. Let's fade the public. Only less than 30% of the money is on the Jags here. But primetime underdogs. Jacksonville's the underdog. This season, they are 10-5 against the spread are the primetime dogs. Also, in the last 5 years since COVID, they're 55% primetime underdogs, getting 3.5 points or more. Hit 58% since COVID. And even in the conference, when you get 5 points or less, those hit 55% against the spread since 2018. Patrick Mahomes, great at covering point spreads, right? But he is a favorite. Everything changes. When he's favored by 3.5 points or more, which he is tonight, 37-46 against the spread. And in his last six games on Monday Night Football, Mahomes 1-5 against the spread. Yikes. And away. Give me the Jaguars tonight. Give me the Jaguars getting the 3.5. It's not one of my favorite bets of the weekend, but I'm going to take him. I'm taking the Jaguars getting the 3.5 points at home against Kansas City. What about the total here? We saw the total 45 early in the week. Got up to 47, but it's come back down a little bit, and it's come back down to the 45.5. Sometimes we were looking at this as a potential windy under. The windy forecast here tonight, the wind is going to be from 7 to 10 miles an hour, the magic number, and gusts up to 20. This was a Dylan Godet look-ahead windy under. I'm taking the under the total, my favorite bet of the night. Under the total, 45.5. Primetime unders are 9-8 so far this season. They are also 59% since 2019, 199 up, 144 down. Give me the under here. Public, of course, is on the over. They always are. But I'm taking under the total here. Jaguars under 45.5. Jaguars and Chiefs. What about a prop? Let's go down to the Jacksonville Jaguars receivers. I'm not a big fan of Trevor Lawrence. Brian Thomas Jr. has been awful this year. If you drafted him in fantasy, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you played a season-long prop, you know what I'm talking about. And looky here, I think our electricity came back on at 251. Here we go. But never is better late than never. Hey, and now we look at this game tonight. Who are we going with tonight? Brian Thomas? No. Who did won the Heisman Trophy last year? Oh, yeah, Travis Hunter. Who did he play for last year? Prime time. And Deion Sanders. Travis Hunter, 29.5 receiving yards. Yes, the Jacksonville offense isn't exactly the early 80s Air Coryell, Dan Fouts teams. Each of the last 2 weeks, though, Travis Hunter has had more than a 20-yard catch in each of the last two games. His number tonight, 29.5 receiving yards. You've got Monday Night Football. The stars are out. He remembers Deion. He's the Heisman Trophy winner. Why wouldn't you feed your number two overall draft pick on Monday Night Football? And the fact that his numbers back it up, give me Travis Hunter over 29.5 receiving yards tonight on Monday Night Football. So our Mac Daddy Stogies for tonight. I'm taking both dogs in Major League Baseball. I'm taking the Cubs and I'm taking the Phillies. I'm going under in both those games, under 7.5 in both those games. And I'm taking the Jaguars getting 3.5 at home. I'm taking under 45.5 points. And our prop of the night, prop culture, Travis Hunter over 29.5 receiving yards. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. Take those bad boys of the desert and smoke them. Thanks so much for joining us. And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, get us out of here with some electricity. Get that fan going on me. I'm hot. Thank you very much. Viva, Viva, Las Vegas.